Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talks Soul. I hope all of you are doing great on this beautiful Thursday evening. I am in such a good mood today, as you can probably already tell by the way that I'm sounding. I don't know. If you are a long-time follower, you know that the way that I speak sometimes can really project my mood for the episode. And this one is going to be a really good one because I have been so excited and anxious to actually talk about this today. I've been thinking a lot about it throughout the week, and I had a major revelation a couple of days ago, and I was just once again wowed by the way things work. I know it's we talk about it all the time, and it's sometimes, you know, hard to expect or to have that hope that the universe, God, will still surprise us. But when it actually happens, that moment of realization is just beautiful. It's really, really, truly beautiful. So before we get into all of that, once again, I hope your week is going smoothly. I hope you are getting ready for the weekend. Whatever you have to do, just get it done. If you don't, you already know what I preach. That is okay as well. And yeah, weather report. I guess I can come out with a weather report of today. It was a really, really beautiful and sunny day as well. You know, the weather here in Poland has been a little bit dramatic over the past few weeks, but it's so nice when the sun finally comes out and you get to enjoy it and it's not so cold and people maybe will smile a little bit more and not be so grumpy all the time. But let me tell you, actually, I had an experience because I am going to France next week. And I had to call one of my hotels to just tell them a few things about my reservation. And I, you know, asked if they spoke English. And they actually hung up on me. They hung up the phone on me and I was like, wow, I thought they only did that in Poland, but I guess they'd be doing that in France too. So I need to, you know, work on my French before my trip because I already know I'm going to have some hiccups here and there. But I can proudly say that my French is a little bit better than my Polish. I think I want to say it's a lot better than Polish. I mean, I don't speak Polish. I was about to say my Polish is not that bad, but no, not even that. My Polish is just simply inexistent. So I don't speak Polish, but I do understand a lot of things. So yeah, I think that counts for something, right? I hope so. I hope it counts. But anyway, without further ado, let's jump straight into our message of today. Let me start by saying this. We all have someone in our lives that we feel some type of way about, like someone that is not present in our lives anymore that we wish we could go back and do some type of repair. We all have that one person that we feel that when we think about, we're like, damn, you know, I fucked that up. You know, I fumbled that bag. You know what I mean? And I had that person in my life as well. People around me know who that person is. And for the longest time, I used to blame myself so much for the reason why that relationship didn't work. And when that relationship didn't work, in fact, I went through a really, really, really rough time getting over it. And y'all already know how it is, you know. First couple of months are like shitty. And then you like, you fake move on, but you don't really move on. And then you just, it's this game that you play with yourself for a while until you can actually forgive yourself or whatever happened in the past. And I had that person. I had that person for a long time because it was in my head at the time, it was a good situation. This person is amazing until today. And it was hard for me when I finally realized that I fumbled that I actually did some shit that shouldn't be done. And I had to let that go. And when that clicked in my head, that's when my world was completely destroyed. At least the one that I knew at the time was completely destroyed. It was really hard for me to move on. It was hard for me to even get up and move on with my own personal life from that situation. And it took me some years. It took me some years to forgive myself, to heal myself, to understand myself, because there was a lot of conflict within that relationship that eventually led to us breaking up. And it really took me a while to understand why I was so, you know, conflicted with myself within the relationship, why I used to act the way I used to act within the relationship. And I think that the most thing was, it took me a while for me to stop blaming myself for that person not being in my life. And there's a bunch of episodes that I talk about how easy it is sometimes for me to let people go, or how easy it has to be. That's what I want to say. How easy it has to be for us to understand that people come and go in our lives, and they are just coming sometimes for us to have an experience. And when that time is over, they have to go. And how easy it has to be for us to have that understanding within ourselves. And with that specific person, I can say that from all of the relationships that I've been having, letting go of what happened within that one was the hardest one, because I was the one who fucked up. And it took me a really, really long time to deal with that. And I had fucked up situations in my life, like we all have, I'm pretty sure. But there's always, you know what I'm saying? There's always one that you carry on your back and you're like, damn, like, you know? And that situation is in specific really threw me off for a really, really long time. And I had to heal. I had to do my work. I had to consciously move on and understand that it is what it is. And like many other relationships in my life, that was just another one that served its purpose. And now it's over. It's been over. And I had to let go. The reason why it was a little bit harder to let this person in specific go, it was because we didn't keep, or we didn't have any sorts of contact for about 3.5 years after that relationship was over. So it's not that like I didn't have closure or anything. I had closure at the time. I just didn't know how to handle that type of closure. But that wasn't really it. As the time went by, the reason why I kept that person on the back of my head was because I always had that wish to let this person know how much I understand now. Like, I get it. I hear you now. Like, I know exactly what you meant when you were saying all those things. I know exactly what you meant when you were expressing to me those feelings at the time. And I wasn't able to cater to those, or to listen to those, or to understand those. Like, I get it now. I went back and I listened, and now I get it. I'm healed from it. And it was that feeling of not being able to express how much I understand now that kept me in some sort of a loop whenever this person came into my life, because I was not physically, but like in my thoughts. But I was just like, damn, you know, I wish I had the chance today to actually tell this person, like, damn, you know, I get it now. And it was that impossibility that kept this person in my mind. It was the fact that I could not talk to this person. And it's crazy, because God really will look at you and he will say, you will have that chance when you are ready. You think you are ready, but you are not ready. Because if you do it right now, you're probably going to fall back into your old ways. You probably are going to find out that you are not healed from things that you thought that you were healed from. And it's going to, you know, some more things are going to come out from that box that you never expected. And when we say this, it's hard to actually see a situation where you are applying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when, now that I'm saying this out loud, I can imagine God looking at my entire situation and being within me, within my entire situation, and feeling this and feeling that. Those times and those thoughts and those nights where I spent thinking about this, and I spent trying to find ways to express this, and trying to find ways to maybe even forget the situation, he was saying, you're not ready. And all those times I prayed about it, and I was like, damn, like, why am I not ready? I don't have feelings anymore for this person. I don't imagine this person being in my life anymore right now, because, you know, we completely changed directions career-wise, and it's not even doable to do that. So why am I not ready? You know, to me, that was my thought inside of my head. Like, why would you think that I'm not ready? And, you know, a lot of time went by. As I told y'all, it's been a minute. So a lot of time went by. I did what I had to do. I moved on. And a couple of days ago, I actually had the chance to reconnect with this person. And it was random. I reached out because it's been, after all of that, it has been a really, really long time since I thought about this person. So I reached out, and for my surprise, it was an opening. There was an energy of, okay, hi, you know, like, we can actually have this conversation today. And I immediately felt that energy, and it was good. It was good that I felt that. And it was good that it happened at the time that it did, because it made me realize so freaking much. And we had a really long conversation, and it was amazing. Of course, we caught up with everything that has been going on in both of our lives. And it was a nice talk, because, you know, before everything, we connected with each other in a different level, and we still understand that within, you know, with each other. And it's so easy for us to talk to each other. It's not hard. It's not weird. We both still have that easiness within the conversation. So it wasn't awkward. Because, you know, when exes talk, sometimes it's like super awkward. But it was none of that. It was super chilled. It was genuine. It was nice. It was nice. And a lot of time went by. So it only made sense that that conversation went the way it went, because there's no harsh feelings on both sides. Anyway, the reason why this touched me in a different level was because I was so scared. Up until that very talk, I was scared that, you know, not scared, let me say this, that fear that God was looking at within me, the fear of, you're not ready, you still have some things you have to deal with within yourself, you might fall back into your old ways. You might go above and beyond for this person like you did. You're not ready. Like, you know, that fear, I was fearful of that up until that very conversation. And it wasn't up until that was over, that whole talk was over, that I realized. It was like a click within my head. And I was like, wow. I am so happy about how I feel right now. I am so happy that I have no feelings whatsoever. I have no thoughts whatsoever. I have no guilt. I have my consciousness is all right. Like I don't have nothing. It was like a weight that was taken out of my back because this was something that I carried for so, so long. And it was nice to breathe freely, if you know what I mean. It was nice to, wow, I am okay. I am totally fine. And I'm being very, very vulnerable right now with this episode because that exchange really showed me how much I grew from that person. Not only from that situation, but from that person that I used to be 4 years ago. It's crazy. The things that I was saying, the way that I was feeling when I was talking to this person, I wish that I was this person 4 years ago. I really did wish that. But I know that younger Sylvia is super proud. And I know that she is looking up and she's clapping her hands for me. And I know that she's super proud of the progress that I've made within myself to understand that that was the way things were and that is okay. You did some fucked up shit, but you grew from it. You healed from it and you are fully healed from it. And I think this was the biggest test that I've had in a past couple of years, for sure. Because this was a person that was, you know, very close to my heart, still very close to my heart, but still, you know, someone that I had amazing memories with, you know, and to be able to just sit on this end of the line and be like, yeah, you know, I'm cool with everything. Like, I got you if you need anything still. But from a different, like, from a different point of view, you know, like, it's not like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm still in love with you. Like, not even that. Like, it was just a genuine conversation where we both understand that we have care for each other and we always have care for each other. And it was, for me, it was the proper closure, to be honest. For me, it was, because when you talk about closure, you talk about, well, we both understand this don't work anymore, so we're going to go our separate ways and it's done. Well, it is closure for the relationship, but it's not closure within yourself. You know, you got to do your work. You got to understand that, you know, that person is not in your life anymore and it's all good. That is the closure. And I finally got mine and I felt so good about it because I totally never thought this day would come. I never thought that I would be sitting here and say that I would never see myself being in a relationship with this person ever again. Like, even just saying this, I really never thought that I would be able to proudly and from a healing standpoint now, from a healed standpoint now, I never thought that I could say that. And being able to say that out loud, it feels so good. It feels so, so good because it just shows how much I've really grown from it. And, you know, it is what it is, but in a good way. Not like it is what it is. Yeah, I don't want to deal with it. No, it is what it is. Everything is great. This is a new season. This is a brand new year still. And I'm excited. And I hope that if you are going through the same thing, I hope that you are excited about yourself as well. You know, if you had one of these people in your life and you weren't able to cater to the relationship at the time and you fucked up and things didn't work out and you had to move on without wanting to move on, we all know how hard that shit is. Like when you actually have to move on from something that you're not ready for, that shit is really, really hard. So if you're going through that right now, I know that words are so much easier than actions, but just have this belief that it's going to come to a day where you're going to wake up and you're going to have the same click that I did. it's just going to happen so naturally, where you're going to understand that, like, okay, I'm healed, you know, I don't need to be with that situation anymore. Well, that situation does not serve me anymore. And it's completely okay. And I know that most of us have that understanding within ourselves, but it's so much harder when we are, you know, when we are tested, when, you know, it's time to actually practice what we preach. That should be hard. That should be really, really hard. And I'm not going to lie, like those first minutes of that talk, it's like I had that, you know, I was like, and then I was able to breathe. And as the conversation was flowing, I started tapping into myself. I started tapping into my higher self. And I was like, all right, we good now. We good. We're not up there anymore. You might have had a glimpse of what you used to, but we're not there anymore. No, let that shit go. We're not there anymore. And immediately after a couple minutes within that conversation, I just brought myself down and I got into it. I tapped into my true self, higher self, healed self, you know, all of that good things that we have been healing from, and not from, healing to become. And yeah, and it felt really, really good, especially afterwards. It felt really, really good. So once again, that is my message for you. Hang in there, okay? Your day will come as well. You just have to be patient and don't ignore your feelings as well. You know, if there's a day where you have to go back to some memories, you know, listen to some sad songs, we all do it, do, you know, all that cry shit. Like, if allow yourself to have moments like this, because if you bottled everything, that you're not going to be able to heal from it. And when a situation comes to test you, guess what? When you open that bottle, is, you know, everything is going to explode and you're going to lose control of everything and you're not going to know what you have to do in order to stabilize yourself. So allow yourself to just breathe, to cry when you have to do whatever you want to do. Allow yourself to be yourself before you get to the point where I am right now. The healing point, which is a progress, you know, it's a process. It's not, there's not a finish line with healing, but it gets better everywhere. Every step of the way, it gets better, I promise. So if you are there, once again, you're going to make it. I promise you, you're going to make it, because I made it. Okay. So you can make it too. All right. Do whatever you got to do and always keep hope, because when I tell you, God is perfect, okay? God will do everything at the right time. Nothing is off timing, okay? If everything is happening in your life the way that it's happening right now, it's because it's the way it's supposed to happen. All right? Okay. So that is my episode and my message for today. Thank you so much for being here. This one was straight from the heart one, like all of my episodes, but I got really vulnerable because this was a situation that I spoke with very few people, but still, it feels nice to let it out now, you know, because I'm free from it. I feel like it. But anyway, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for, you know, rocking with me. You know, I know you are. And I can't wait to see y'all on my next episode. You already know where you can find this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to leave a rating for your girl, you know what I mean? And I will see you on my next one. Bye.